Welcome to Wolf Tales, where you're going to be hearing stories from our volunteers and staff about their journeys and experiences about how they came to Wolf Connection and the wolves that have impacted their lives. On this Wolf Tale, I have with me one of our core volunteers who's been with Wolf Connection for a good while, Doris Glassberg, one of our favorites. Doris, please tell everybody out there what your journey was to get to Wolf Connection.
Well, I had a favorite restaurant in Valencia called Wolf Creek, and I loved their food. So I would sign up for their emails to get their special, you know, deals. And one day I get this email that says, come to Wolf Creek and meet some wolves and wolf dogs. And I looked at it, I go, oh, that sounds really interesting. And for a donation, you could take a picture. And I thought, okay, I'm definitely going for that. So I get there and I just see Teo, our founder, and three of the most incredibly beautiful animals I've ever seen in my life. It was Maya, Rocky, and Zimba. And they had a little hay bale set up. So I took my photograph with Maya, who was our female alpha at the time until she passed away. And I love this picture. It's just, I keep it on my mantle. I look at it every day and it just inspires me and just makes me so grateful that I found this place. So it was really just a kind of a happenstance. And then also Teo said they had monthly hikes and potluck. And so, you know, you could just go and they took animals out. So I started going to those. And I was just hooked. I just went to one like every month that I could for a couple of years. And finally, they were all asking me, so when are you going to volunteer? And I had to say yes eventually. And I have never looked back. So that's my story.
Since you've been here, because you've gone through a lot of our ancestors, some from the old pack and a lot of the wolves that have been here since, is there a wolf in particular that has made an impact on you since you've been here?
There are many, but the one in particular story that happened was with our male alpha at the time, Omak. And when he got here, he was not particularly fond of everybody. He had to be very, very patient to kind of be friends with him. And after a while, I was allowed to go in and scoop him, like only scoop his poop. And I could just go in and he would just sit there and I just had to basically ignore him, just go in, scoop poop and leave. And I did this, I would walk in and he would just kind of lift his head and look at me kind of sideways. You go, oh, okay, it's you again. And this went on for like 9 months. And I figured, okay, this is just the way it's going to be. We're not going to really, you know, have a relationship. And then one day I walked in with my scooper. He got up and he was a very large, furry, beautiful animal. And he just put his head down and he just leaned into me and just like complete surrender affection. And I thought it was the most beautiful, amazing feeling I've ever had. One of the most beautiful, amazing feelings I've ever had. And from then on, we had a really, really great relationship. But it took a long time and it took a lot of patience. But he taught me to be very patient. And it was worth waiting the 9 months to be friends with him because he was a very, very special, unique animal. So yeah, that was one of my very, very favorite moments ever.
For more information on any of the wolves that you've heard in Wolf Tales, go to Wolf Connection's website at www.wolfconnection.org or check out our Instagram at Wolf Connection. To make sponsorships or donations to Wolf Connection, also go to wolfconnection.org.